What we're going to do today is we're going to talk about, as Cliff says, amendments, and we're talking sort of generically about both amendments to company agreements and amendments to various kinds of partnership agreements. When the Planning Committee was talking about topics that we ought to hit on, I know I was sitting there and almost everything that was on my desk involved either trying to amend an agreement or the validity of the amendment to an agreement or somehow touched on not an original operating agreement but an amendment to an agreement. And I come to this particular topic with sort of a unique perspective because I do from time to time do expert engagement work with regard to organizations, alternative entities, partnerships, LLCs, and the like. And I find that almost regardless of what the issue in controversy is, the first thing I need to do is kind of wander through the swamp and figure out what the true deal among the members is. That is, try to identify the operating agreement. And I can tell you that in my experience, by the time a dispute arises, the operating agreement is almost never that document, which if you're really lucky, got signed at the outset and altogether too frequently did not, but has since lived in the bottom of somebody's drawer or in a file somewhere that nobody's ever looked at and doesn't necessarily govern the rights of the parties. And so there are questions about what is the operating agreement, which is really sort of significant when you're trying to figure out what the basic deal is.